220-114, a convincing victory. You'd have to be happy with that.
Yeah, it was. I suppose going forward, it was a good enough display. Maybe wouldn't be happy with their defensive display. They racked up a big enough score. Probably when we got the first goal and up, we were up 5 or 6 points. We maybe thought it was going to be a walkover, and we took our eye off the ball a bit in defence, and they got a goal and 2 points, I think, without us replying. And it took us a while to recover that. So overall, you're happy to get through the next stage, but lots to work on the defensive side of things anyway.
Yeah, looked very sharp up front very early on, yourself and Michael in a two-man full forward line, and big Neil coming through the middle caused them a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's I suppose we're not going well all year in the league and stuff. Missing them two boys all year, and one thing another, injuries. When you have them two back, you can rejig the thing a bit, and you can play boys in the right positions and stuff. So you can have Michael playing inside and Neil catching ball in the middle and kicking it in. Like, it's just it's a huge help to us. We didn't have that all year, and we suffered for it, to be honest.
Yeah. It seemed as if it was merely too easy for the first 20 minutes or so. I think you led by, 6 points to 3 at one stage, and then you went out to 8 points to 3 or something. And then they got the goal and a couple of points, and they got back in the game. Were you a little disappointed that maybe you were only 3 up at half time?
Exactly. When we went up with them 5 or 6 points, as I say, we thought it was going to be a walk in the park, and fair play to McCools, they kept at it, and they got that 1-2 and nearly had a second goal. We cleared it off the line, and that would have left it a point given half time. So for all the possession we had and the scores we had, it didn't matter. We could have went in at half time just a point up. So as I say, lots to work on. And
yeah, but you came out in a determined mode. I think a goal inside 11 seconds from Michael.
Neil caught the throw up, just trademark stuff, and kicked it into Michael. Michael turned his man in bottom corner, and that sort of set the tone. And I think after about 10 minutes of the second half, the fizz was out of the game, and it was just sort of a matter of seeing
that probably
it
accounts for maybe, you know, the disrespect to McCool's, maybe that they did score so much as well.
You're right. It was just a matter of maybe trying to tidy up in defence and maybe work the ball out a bit quicker and stuff. But we've another week now and lots to work on.
As you said, Neil back, Michael back, and we saw Kieran Bonner been introduced later on there as well, back in the squad as well. So you're in a good place going forward.
The panel, in fairness, this last two or three weeks, it's getting stronger all the time there. We had Savvy there, we Keelan too, he didn't get on at all. He's sort of a bit injured.
So Sean Burke back today.
Sean Burke's back, and he then boys to come on the next day, and another week Kieran gets to be fitter too. So Leon Kelly's back from America too, he was away all summer, and them boys all played and started county finals, so they're sort of coming at the right time, hopefully.
So hopefully your time in the run,
we'll take it one step at a time. We'll look at the draw tomorrow night, and we'll see who we're playing, and we'll focus on them for next weekend. We'll give it a good rattle next weekend.